The next great market principle is that you have to niche your product. You have to focus on specific market segments. The bottom line is that you can't market to everyone. You don't have the budget, and you have to control the cost of customer acquisition. You have to find the low-hanging fruit. You have to establish a beachhead and then grow from that position of strength. There are classic ways to segment your marketplace. One of the ways is geography, where your customers actually are. Another way is demographics, what their family looks like, what their cars and houses look like. And a third way is the size of the business or the income level of the family. Those are the old ways of segmenting a marketplace. The new ways of segmenting a marketplace are all based on internet technology. The new technology that we have allows us to reach the marketplace in ways that we only dreamed of 30 or 40 years ago. Now we have ways of segmenting the marketplace like communities, alumni organizations, or spiritual groups, personal development and business development organizations like Peak Potential, CEO Space, Landmark Education, etc., online communities, online groups, chambers of commerce, meetup groups, networking groups, and all sorts of digital lists that allow us to reach our marketplace in ways that we could never reach before. Now, here's a principle for you. You have to go physically or digitally to where your customers go and meet them there. Find out who is already communicating with and selling products and services to your marketplace, and find a way to reach their marketplace through their lists, through endorsed emails or other co-marketing campaigns. You have to focus on specific market segments because you don't have the time and you don't have the money to market to everyone.